Welcome to New Every Day, right here from beautiful Dundas Driving Park. I'm James.
I'm Shelley.
Hey. And my name is Jen, and on today's show, we're going to talk about what does it mean to actually prefer one another. So stay tuned. Welcome back to New Every Day, and as you can see, once again, I am joined by my good friends Shelley and James. And on last week's show, we talked about how we had gotten together to go for a hike, and out of that hike came a story that James was sharing about how when we let God guide and direct our times, really cool things happen. Now, in the midst of that conversation, James mentioned this verse about honoring and preferring one another. And so I just want to read that. That is from James 12, and it says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." And we actually went for lunch, and we thought, oh, we got talking about honoring and preferring one another and what exactly that meant. And so I said, James, can you tell us how you taught your campers over the March break how to honor and prefer one another? So can you share with us that story?
Yeah, well, we kind of... As we mentioned last week, our focus was on the medieval times and chivalry, really. So we kind of, after we found out that they were considerably younger than we anticipated, you'll have to go back and listen to that story. But after we found out that they were considerably younger than we anticipated, we had to kind of reconfigure the curriculum to their understanding, I guess, to their level, right? So what does that look like, right? So then every day we would go over kind of the rules, right?
Right.
And how do we honor and prefer each other? What does that look like in real life? You know, you're sharing, right? So when we were making our swords and shields, it'd be like, oh, you know, I'm done my sword. I said, well, are you helping everybody else finish theirs, right? Mm. Or are you helping them first and then, you know?
I'm feeling convicted.
Because we want to put that out, put that out there. We want them to understand that at a young age, that, you know, putting yourself second isn't always, you know, putting yourself a step behind, right? Putting others first often not only fills your love tank, but also can fill theirs, right? It can really show somebody that you care when you take time out of your day to pour into theirs, kind of thing.
And you're saying it from, like, it just naturally came to James to say, well, are you helping someone else? And that's a learned thing. Like, that's something that we have to actually, I want to say, encourage in ourselves to say, okay, am I willing to actually go and help someone else? And I had just finished reading one of C.S. Lewis's writing, and he talks about the difference between what it means to be unselfish and what it means to have charity or to practice charity. And he said, the issue with being unselfish is if you say to yourself, well, I'm being unselfish in doing this, then it's like it builds you up in a very prideful way. So really, the blessing that I want to say that comes from that is dampened by the pride that is associated. Well, I'm being a good person because I am doing this for them. So in my case, well, I'm going to be unselfish because I'm going to take the garbage out so Carrie doesn't have to. Puffs up, right? It's like, ooh, look how good I am, so Carrie. Versus just naturally doing something, not even thinking about the repercussions, basically. Mm-hmm. Like just, you know, if somebody says, hey, I need a ride, then you immediately will be like, okay, I'll give you a ride, without even stopping to think, okay.
How does that inconvenience me, or how does that fit into my schedule, kind of thing, right?
Right.
And I think even with honoring and preferring, that a way that I kind of, well, I guess what really, in this past year, it was really illustrated to me, funny enough, through my chickens. Like, I'm not even kidding you, I got some chickens last spring.
Now, we're just going to pause here because I want you to notice. Now, James is wearing plaid, not because it's in and not because he looks good in it, but because he genuinely, in his heart and in his actions, is a farmer and loves the farm, loves chickens, cows, pigs, farming, tractors. Like, this is who he is. So you might be thinking, wow, like, nice hipster. And it's like,
I'm ironically hip.
He's just naturally that way.
This jacket was actually my great uncle's, and I found a picture of him with it on the tractor from like 1996. Whoa. So the jacket is literally 10 years old.
Wow.
And it's back in style. So,
hold on
to your grandparents' clothes. You never know when they're going to come in handy. Right?
So I want you to just know when he says he's talking about his chickens, we're talking about like real chickens. So tell us the story.
Yeah. I'd never had a rooster before. And I had ordered 3 laying hens and a bunch of meat birds. But as the laying hens matured, I noticed that one of them wasn't acting too hennish. And it turns out that one of them was actually a rooster, which, you know, great for me, because now I've got 3 chickens this year, right? But,
yeah.
So this rooster...
That's another show, actually, you know, okay. Talking about roosters and chickens and how that happens. Continue on.
But anyways, so every now and then, you know, they feed, they free range. They're 100% free range. They get to choose when they go to bed. They get to choose when they wake up. They get to go on the field, on the road, apparently, the neighbors say. But they do whatever they want, and I'm totally okay with that. But my rooster protects those hens fervently and viciously. Like, wow. If you're not paying attention, he may just attack you. And I'm totally 100% okay with that, because they're protected, right? Now, I have 2 stories, actually, of the epitome of honoring and preferring. When I find something, every now and then I'll go outside and I'll, you know, flip a log or flip a board over a rock or something, and there'll be, you know, crickets or worms or stuff, right? And I know the chickens really like to find those things. So I'll throw them on the driveway or something, and the rooster will come and he'll make this vocalization, and he will pick it up and drop it down, and he'll wait for the hens to come. They could be on the total opposite side of the property, and the hens will come running, and he will not eat that thing. That tastes way better than the feed that they're finding, or I'm feeding them.
Wow.
He will not eat that until his hens have come and eaten that. So he will not partake until they come first, because he prefers them, he honors them, he puts them first before himself. And another time I was working in the garage, and I heard him crowing his head off, like just crowing his full head off. I've never heard him vocalize so much before. And I'm like, what is going on? Right, so I go walk out of the garage and I see the hens are tucked under a pine tree, and he's out in the middle of the yard crowing his head off, looking up at the top of the tree. I look up at the top of the tree and there's a hawk there.
Oh boy.
So he's literally put himself in the gap. He's standing in the gap for those hens, protecting them. He's tucked them away and he's standing there showing how much he cares for them. And protecting them. And it's, I just, those 2 things really kind of hit me deep. I'm just like, wow, am I willing to do that? Like, my chickens are willing to do that. But am I willing to do that? So this has been challenging, actually.
So think about that as we take a commercial break. Are you willing to stand in the gap for someone else?
Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I love being a Vimeo Pro member. As a web broadcaster, I need an affordable video hosting platform that's as flexible as me. A pro membership lets you upload up to 20 gigabytes of HD video each and every week with no additional bandwidth restrictions. That means if you produce a show that uses even up to 20 gigabytes of storage, your limit resets itself the following week, so you can do another 20 gigabytes. And keep doing that week after week. Now, Category 5, with all of our shows, use roughly 10 gigabytes per week. From there, Vimeo automatically generates all the files that you need to provision your RSS feeds, Roku channel, website media player, or even video downloads in multiple bit rates, with no limits on your bandwidth usage or how many people can access your files. What's best? The price is astonishingly affordable. And for a limited time, friends of the Category5.tv network will receive a whopping 25% off the annual price. All you have to do is go through our link, cat5.tv/Vimeo, and sign up today for your 25% discount. To top it off, you get 30 days to try it risk-free. If you're not happy with Vimeo Pro, you pay nothing. The deal is only for a very limited time. Go to cat5.tv/Vimeo.
welcome back to New Every Day. And as you notice, we've had a scene change because during our commercial break, our battery died, so we had to reconfigure things a little bit. So welcome back. And we were just in the process of talking about what does it mean to honor and prefer one another. And James was sharing his story about his chickens with us. Mm-hmm. And as he was sharing his story, all I could think about was that passage in the Bible where it talks about how during the Last Supper, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And I heard a really good story about that this week, the fact that it is quite possible that nobody was there, like the servant wasn't there who would normally wash the feet. And so right. Jesus just immediately
got up and did it.
And I was like, ooh.
Didn't think twice.
Just immediately just got up and washed the disciples' feet. And the disciples are shocked. They're like, what are you doing? Like, do you know who you are? And Jesus, like, it doesn't matter who you are. That's not what the kingdom is about. The kingdom is not about, you know, this person is higher than this person is higher than this person. But it genuinely is about what does it mean to love God and love others. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that, you know, Jesus stepped out of heaven to come and reconcile us to him, you know, is a couple things. One, tells me how much we are worth to him. But secondly, there is nothing that he wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. To help in that relationship. Now, Shelley, you were saying that, yeah, you did have a story to talk mm-hmm. about. So do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, I was thinking about how putting others before me, how that was instilled in me and how my family and just the community of people that I grew up with, how that kind of got in. Because I grew up very, I grew up with three moms because my sisters are a lot older than I am.
Oh, wow.
So I had the mentality of the only child syndrome mentality is what I call it, when you kind of think you're the center of everything and everything's done for you. And if you can't do something, then the older ones kind of like take that lead. So I think growing up and just kind of seeing how that mentality has kind of shifted over the years because of all the exchange students we've had that were my age and younger, having to share my space with other people and living with foster kids as well. My mom did that for a while and just kind of living in that environment and just having to put others before you because you're welcoming them into your home and living with them. And sometimes I'd have to walk them to school or walk or drive them to school, depending on if we're in high school or if they were in elementary school. And I think that really helped me grow up in that sense and putting others before me because they were helpless at times. Like, they came to this country so unknown. And we had to kind of shepherd them through how we do school here and how life is here in Canada. So I think that was a really cool thing that I got to witness growing up. And just, we've had over 30 exchange students come, I think, throughout my life, from grade 9 to grade 12, and various ages too, some in high school, some in elementary school. So it was really neat just kind of seeing that we are so far apart, like some from Brazil and some from Germany, and China and Japan, just like all over the world, and just kind of seeing how different we all are. But at the same time, like when you invite someone into your home or you're living with them, your whole mentality has to shift. And I think that's been an acceptance thing for me too, because it really kind of diversifies the way that you look at people in a sense. So I think that has, like, living with different people has helped me kind of, I want to say, overcome that whole self-centered kind of feel, because I did have to live with other people.
Right.
I mean, there's tons of stories within that, but that alone, just living with different people is kind of...
Well, and that's, it's interesting because I also am the youngest child, and like there's an age gap. So of course, being the youngest child, there's some perks that come with that.
Oh, totally. Mm.
And so I grew up, you know, and yes, my world can tend to center around me. So a few weeks ago, we had a huge snow. And Shelly actually, because the roads were so bad, Shelly stayed over at our place. And we got up the next morning to shovel everybody out. And I look over, and here's Shelly helping the next door neighbor shovel. And I'm like, what are you doing? You don't even live here. You don't even know who that is. And he's already done shoveling. He's like clean up shoveling, making sure all the little bits are off. But I was like, that really spoke to me about honoring and preferring others. Like the fact that you just jumped in and did it. And the thing is, she did it with zest. Like it wasn't like, I guess I'm going to go do that. It literally was like, hop, hop. Like you totally engaged. And that taught me a lot about what does it mean to honor and prefer others? Like you just, and that is what we talked about a little bit, that whole, the difference between being selfish and being charitable. And yeah. that, like you, we talked about this a little bit at lunch, that what is on, in on your heart? What has happened?
The heart behind it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's totally learned. Mm-hmm. I think it becomes more of a natural habit and something that comes naturally after you've been doing it a few times. And then your automatic thought is, how do I help? How do I address the situation and make it better, or just help it along to move faster? Because you know you can take care of your own kind of stuff, depending on what the situation is. But you know you can do things on your own, but they can't do something on their own. So you're adding to someone else.
Which is interesting because you've both said it. So James mentioned that in his camp that they were teaching the boys, teaching the campers how to honor and prefer one another. And Shelley just said it again. She said, you know, it's something after a while you get used to doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you today, if you're struggling with honoring and preferring others, if you're saying, well, I'm just not like that, and that's just the way I am. Mm-hmm. As soon as you start laying that card, well, that's just the way I am, like, you need to take that card back and repent and hand that over to Jesus and say, God, you need to help me to honor and prefer one another. Because as in both of these examples that we've had, it's not necessarily how a lot of us are wired. Like, I'm not wired that way. I'm having to learn how to honor and prefer others genuinely. Like, I've just, and it sounds so poor to say this, but I'm learning to say, okay, I need to be unselfish in this. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm learning how to be unselfish. So let's move from unselfishness to charity, where it's just a genuine, as you said, James, like, what is in your heart? And I want to genuinely give and love others well, because that's what Jesus asks me to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you're doing with that, but we're going to pray for you. Now, did you have a verse that you wanted to share?
Yeah, kind of on the same note, as I kind of unpacked this after I watched my chickens honor and prefer better than I've been, you know, I kind of started unpacking it and going deeper in. And one of the things that kind of stood out is it's Matthew 6, verse 3. Mm-hmm. It says, but when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Mm.
Because honoring and preferring is so much a heart thing, right? Are you doing it to elevate yourself, or are you doing it to elevate them? So, you know, for me, the challenge was, well, when I do good for somebody, do I feel like I need to tell everybody so that they think I'm a good person? Am I letting my right hand know what my left hand is doing? Mm-hmm. Or am I doing it in private? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That can be unpacked all over again.
I know. That's good. That's good. So we've run out of time for today's show. So we want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. Please take a moment to go to neweveryday.tv, check out our partners page. If there's any way that you could support us either in prayer or financially, we would totally appreciate that. Thank you to Robbie Ferguson and Category 5 TV for putting our show together. And thank you to you for watching. May the Lord watch over you and keep you safe. May you give him permission to change what is going on in your heart and to stir up in you unselfishness and charity, that you would truly learn how to honor and prefer others. Have a great week. See you back here next week. Bye-bye.